The crash is still under investigation, but what is known is that a car carrying five teenagers from the Oliva Strum area was traveling at a high rate of speed on a rolling road near Eau Claire. Authorities believe the teens were hill jumping, which is when a driver in a speeding vehicle intentionally leaves the road when cresting a hill. The car went airborne and the driver lost control upon landing. It rolled and crashed into a tree. Two teens were pronounced dead at the scene. One died the next day. Two others are still hospitalized. Compounding the grief was the revelation that one of the passengers was pregnant. Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says this appears to be a case of thrill-seeking gone wrong.
You're dealing with a 4,000-pound weapon when you're airborne. You can't control the dynamics of that vehicle. And in this particular case that we're dealing with, this is tragic, but now we're finding other incidents in other counties that have happened.
Kramer says the teens' deaths so close to the holidays have cast a pall over western Wisconsin, but he says the tragedy can help raise awareness about the risks of hill jumping.
What we're asking parents to talk to their kids about the dangers, that there may be a residence in coming over a blind hill. Someone may be pulling out of their driveway with their own vehicle, and if you're coming over at a high rate of speed, you cannot control or stop in time to avoid a crash.
Sheriff Kramer says deputies are waiting to interview the two crash survivors to see if the teens had hill jumped before. He says the crash reconstruction should be finished by late next week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.